Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. And welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 34 already. And that M period, A period, N period stands for Music Activism News, abbreviation, acronym. And for those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, we thank you. And for those brave enough to dial up the 646-478-0944 phone number, like the 216-804, we appreciate you too. Disclaimer number one, I have three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. Go back on hold. If you change your mind, call back or press one. If you're sending in any commercials or music, send it to MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can also check out the YouTube page of Miss Commentary, which is together, MS Commentary, space, Cleveland. There we go. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. You can also go to the webpage for blackonblackcleveland.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Again, that www.3342music.com, like our first song, is definitely from that 3342 Music studio. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. You can also take the time to Facebook Angelica, Kent and Angelica. Facebook HH Workshop Records. Instagram is J.R. Alfred Porter. Facebook Joseph Motley, J.R. period. The Twitter is Alfred Porter, J.R. 1. That's Alfred Porter Jr., number one. And also on Twitter, Hip Hop Workshop 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop number two. YouTube is Joseph Motley Jr. and Joseph P. Motley Jr.
And for those who want to, you can check out Common Sense Radio, which is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERU 1490 AM, www.newstalkcleveland.com. Now, what I need to do before I go to the 216-804 phone number, you've been waiting pretty well and patiently, and I appreciate you for that. But I do know that if I don't do it, I won't get to it, and people will get mad at me. So I need to give you all a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, Prayer Rally. We will get to that in just a moment. More later on that. Number 9, Joseph P. Botley Jr., YouTube. Number 8, Black Odyssey moves up, videos and a YouTube channel. Number 7, moving up, Millie Mills, Protest Peace Change. Number 6, moving up, Sheriff Kilroy, WOVU 95.9 last week interview with DJ Jack the Ripper and iHeartRadio with In the Lab with Rip Friday last week and all through last week on iHeartRadio. Number 5, wow, debuting this coming Thursday, free Black Panther movie screening at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at EC's Patterson Park. Bring a lawn chair. They will provide free popcorn. Tammy Kennedy's involved. Number 4, debuting Facebook, Forecast, Contemporary Jazz Band, and Joey Zsa. That'll be Sunday, September 27th at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Mediterranean Party Center at 25021 Rockside Road, Bedford Heights, Ohio, 44146. Number 3, debuting this Saturday, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Front Stage Drive-In Concert at Severance with Forecast. Number 2, debuting RPCC Building Bridges. More later. And number 1, rising to the top, is the East Cleveland Camp Out Against Violence. More in just a moment. If I don't do my next part, I'll be in trouble. So you know that who we lost was Ruth Bader Ginsburg, born Joan Ruth Bader, March 15, 1933 to September 18, 2020, was an American jurist who served as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States from 1993 until her death in 2020. She was nominated by President Bill Clinton and was generally viewed as a moderate judge who was a consensus builder at the time of her nomination. She eventually became part of the liberal wing of the court as the court shifted to the right over time. Ginsburg was the second woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court after Sandra Day O'Connor during her tenure. Ginsburg wrote notably majority opinions, including United States versus Virginia in 1996, Olmstead versus LC in 1999, and Friends of the Earth, Inc. versus Laidlaw Environmental Services, Inc. 2000. She was born and grew up in Brooklyn, New York. Her older sister died when she was a baby, and her mother died shortly after Ginsburg graduated from high school. She earned her bachelor's degree at Cornell University and married Martin D. Ginsburg, becoming a mother before starting law school at Harvard, where she was one of the few women who graduated, or few women in her class. She then transferred to Columbia Law School, where she graduated joint first in her class. After law school, Ginsburg entered academia. She was a professor at Rutgers Law School and Columbia Law School, teaching civil procedure as one of the few women in her field. Ginsburg spent much of her legal career as an advocate for gender equality and women's rights, winning many arguments before the Supreme Court. She advocated as a volunteer attorney for the ACLU, aka American Civil Liberties Union, and was a member of its board of directors and one of its general counsel in the 1970s. In 1980, President Jimmy Carter appointed her to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, where she served until her appointment to the Supreme Court in, of course, 1993. But between O'Connor's retirement in 2006 and the appointment of Sonia Sotomayor in 2009. She was the only female justice on the Supreme Court. During that time, Ginsburg became more forceful with her dissenters, notably in Ledbetter versus Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company in 2007. And her dissenting opinion was credited with inspiring the Lady Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, which was signed into law by President Barack Obama in 2009, making it easier for employees to win pay discrimination claims. Ginsburg received attention in American popular culture for her passionate dissents in numerous cases, widely seen as reflecting paradigmatically liberal views of the law. She was playfully and notably dubbed the notorious RBG by at least a law student, a reference to the late Brooklyn-born rapper, the notorious B.I.G. And she later embraced the moniker. She passed at her home in Washington, D.C. I'm going to now stop what I'm doing, go to the phone line. We have somebody on the phone line at 216-804. 216-804. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. I thank you for letting us know all about, the Honorable Ginsburg. I hate that she passed. She was a brilliant, very dynamic woman. And we can be thankful.
Right.
And, she was so outstanding until I hope and pray that the woman that's elected will be able to half fill her shoes, because the woman was very outstanding.
Right.
And I know it's going to be hard to find someone of that caliber. So we just have to keep praying for someone to step up.
Right.
And then
take that
place. Thank you for giving us the information.
No problem. Thank you. And definitely hold a line and we'll see what we can get on for you. And, with that being said, I do know that Mitch McConnell, majority lead Republican Party, he's pushing through for a replacement to come directly from Donald Trump. But you have to watch what you do in life, because my little 10-foot step ladder from my soapbox is you never want to be caught in a position where you are considered a hypocrite. Because with 8 months left until election, I remember President Barack Obama tried to fill a Supreme Court seat. And the Republican Party said then, no, it should be done after the election because we don't have the time. We're not doing this. It's unfair to the people. It's too quick. So with a couple of months left before the election, the same Mitch McConnell ought to be saying, wait a minute, there's not enough time. You shouldn't be pushing for this. We should at least wait until after the election. Let's then focus on getting everything. But he's saying, we're going to rush it through because the current president wants to see it rushed through. But back then, even before he became president, Donald Trump was like, Barack Obama, you need to wait until, basically speaking, as president, we wait until after the election to give the people proper and due process. That's why it's very interesting that it started off with two Republicans. Got to give credit where credit is due. Two of them said no. This is not enough time, with two others possibly joining in the wings, and it makes it fair. You can't do one thing and then set things up later on and say, we got a right to do it now that we're in power. It makes it look very hypocritical to say that, at the least. As a matter of fact, speaking of certain things, I got a chance to get out because the inner city Republican movement had a very, very excellent event where Brenda Jacobs spoke about building bridges. We had Xander Zabar, Chef Tony was in the house. You also had candidate Pamela A. Hawkins for the Court of Appeals. His candidate was there. Judge Ray Hedden, Judge Wanda Jones, Peter Corrigan, Kevin Conwell Footprints Band. There are a lot of resources from the Republican Party, such as Jerron Smith, Shay Hawkins, CEO, Opportunity Zone Funds Association, candidate for State Representative, Ohio House District 6, Ashley Bell, Alice Marie Johnson, Alice Marie, After Life, My Journey from Incarceration to Freedom, HarperCollins Publishers, 2019. You have a lot of good resources that are out there. And to have somebody like a Jerron K. Smith, one of our own region from Cleveland, serving in the White House, a young gifted brother with the opportunity zones that are being set up, you need to look at what you can take advantage of. I also want to give a shout out because, of course, Man in the Streets happened to be there. Before I go to the 216-255, the East Cleveland campout that happened against violence. It was an anti-violence campout where you had it was held in East Cleveland's Hayden and Scioto, which is a dangerous high crime area. Residents call all the time. So the East Cleveland People's Councilman Ernest L. Smith was there. Also, OPN, Oppressed People's Nation, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Voice of Radio.com, WeUpRadio.com, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Father's Lives Matter, Black Nationalists, TV5, 19 News, Man in the Street. It was busy. Before I do anything else, I do need to at least say that I was very thankful because 19 News basically let people know why we were there. I saw 19 News put the councilman and other people on there on that Saturday and then turned around on Sunday as it closed out. And they said that Ernest L. Smith said it was a peaceful night and a good Sunday morning. It was great. It was great unity in the community. Saturday afternoon, he had organized a block watch camp out against violence to take back the neighborhoods. The councilman slept in a tent overnight at Hayden and Scioto. And like he said, we just had a great conversation, and I'm pretty sure the residents slept good last night. We're going to take it one day at a time, but our mission was accomplished as far as last night. He told 19 News, doesn't stop in with food, water, words of gratitude and encouragement. He's feeling hopeful that things will change in the community. Sunday afternoon, as the block watch camp out winded down, neighbors wrapped him and the city of East Cleveland in prayer. It was a beautiful thing in itself. As Councilman Smith said, he's putting plans into place to have campouts every weekend for the rest of the year. And like he said, and things went well. That's it, in a nutshell. It went well. And it was a blessing for those who couldn't make it. As long as you kept people in prayer, you did your part. You did your part because everything turned out the way it was supposed to turn out. I'm going to go to the phone line because I'm real thankful that we have somebody calling in on the 216-255. 216-255, how you doing out there?
Hello there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's you. Can you hear me?
All right. Is this any better?
Yes, it is.
Hello?
How are you?
Hi, Al.
Hello? Yep, he's going to call back. Meanwhile, I'm sending this song out. It was from, if I'm not mistaken, BHS Presents The Sheriff. So what we're going to do is play this because it makes sense. Actually, this particular track came out on the CMHA project, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist. It featured Joseph Motley Jr. And, hey, kind of like what's going on, I'm going to go to the 216-255 before I play that track. 216-255, you're on live. How are you?
Hey, Hello there. Sorry my phone fell off. Well, thank you. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Brother Don, Brother Don. Talk
yes,
to
sir.
Me, please.
Yes, sir, Alfred. My friend Stephanie went out to the camp out. She's from a group called Cleveland Nonviolence Network that
okay.
started way back in 2001 after 9/11. And I went to an event they had. It was called Stone Soup. And it was just about, you know, it was that was a time after 9/11, if you're old enough to remember, was it crazy time? Sort of like how
right.
crazy it is now with COVID, you know, I mean,
yes.
wow, we've been through some stuff. But that group started out because our grief was not a cry for war. If we recall, you know, we don't need to strike out because the Twin Towers got hit by who knows who. We still never
yes.
really don't know. And
yes.
then the Pentagon got hit by who knows who. We really don't know who. And then that flight that fell out in Pennsylvania, it was. And guess what? The last plane that was in the air was where, Al? Do you remember?
There was a plane that I knew flew over here.
That's it. That was the last plane in the air. And then they say that might have been the one that flew out and landed in Pennsylvania. Or did Mike White shuffle them underground somewhere?
Right,
Mike
I
White
remember
was the
that.
Mayor then, right? Right?
Yes, he was.
How old? Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to ask you how old you were yet. You must have still been in high school.
You know, I really wish. I do remember that happening quite well. And I remember being a young man, and I was working, believe it or not, at the Gund Arena before it became the Q and everything else. And I remember when the plane flew overhead and everything was happening, and I worked for a company called Airmark, and we were restocking suites. And long story short, we watched the news, and Airmark, one of the heads there said, well, you can finish restocking the suites with the beer, wine, and pop, and go home. And a lot of us looked at each other, and we walked off the job and said no. Now, we came back the next day, but I remember how we did it. We just all of us left at the same time and went home because we didn't know. We watched the towers fall on as
yeah.
a group on TV,
and they wanted you to put more wine in the show.
And we just looked at each other and said, we're going home.
They wanted you to restock the wine.
They wanted us to restock the sweets with the wine. Yes, indeed. I remember
crazy.
That.
Crazy. Well, I was right at the post office, and I was taking the mail to the different buildings and
right.
and to different carriers. Back then, the carriers, some of them worked out of a certain building, and I was at 11th and Chester, dropping – not Chester, but Superior, 11th and Superior, Diamond Building it was called – and Debbie was down there in the mail room, and I took the mail down to her, and I said, hey, everybody's, like, you know, checking out in the city. They're leaving. And she said, well, the boss told me to stay here. And I was typical boss, right, just like your job.
Yeah.
And I went upstairs in the Diamond Building, and everybody was evacuating that building. And I ran back down. I go, Debbie, you're out of here. I don't care what Marvin
right.
said. And she goes, I don't either. And, man, the traffic was backed up all
yes.
the streets, as, of course, of course. So, anyway, that's when the Cleveland Nonviolence Network started, and she attended the camp out. Stephanie, who is, you know, about my age, and she said she went out there, so I was glad she did, and and she got baptized, so to speak. In, you know, she's been devoted to the cause of nonviolence, and actually, I joined the group because they're concerned again about the election violence, which is coming up, and planning to do nonviolence training if violence should, you know, overtake our city regarding the election, of course. So, you know, when I don't know. It's gonna. What do you think? Is it gonna get weird or what?
I expect it to get weird. It's already weird, so it's about as bad as when one of the worst campaign promises, non-promises I ever heard in my life was, "Black people, what do you all have to lose?" So with that being said, it's already so weird enough now, I don't expect it to get any saner. I don't.
All right, brother. I'm going to let you go. Thank you for being there, and I'll talk to you soon.
You too, and thank you very much. You know something? I appreciate Brother Don Bryant, and like I say, it's a shame because, you know, Justice Ginsburg's dying wish was wait to replace me until after the election. When you can't honor somebody's dying wish, it's sad. And like I say, it's going back through the fact that it was 8 months before an election, and it was told. I don't care who does it or says it. Sheesh, I'm conservative, but I know right is right and wrong is wrong. And if we all said, hey, wait until after the elections back in 2016 before you replace somebody, candidate, then you can't turn around 4 years later and say, well, this is different, or the other side would do it if they got a chance. Well, the other side didn't do it. It's like the lady's last dying words, but I guess there is no respect. But then again, this song is very fitting from CMHA, Cleveland's most hated artist. Two wrongs don't make a right. Be back soon.
Wrongs don't make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white man. Wrongs don't make it right. Wrongs don't make it right.
Bring it back to terminology.
Wrongs don't make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white man.
Terminology. Coming up with no passion. Most coaches is acting. Technology distraction. We violated day trapping. I can never let no other human being become my master. Talk like a man. Walk like a man. How many blacks have to die for what folks to understand? I get it. They want to take us back and segregate boys and men. They say you resisted the rest of boys and blue are poison. I'm working with the sheriff that we both is voicing in. All life should matter. I ain't talking about all cops. They beat you dead. The Photoshop and then the cop is getting off suspended. They should revoke every license, but then they got a job and we remain silent. Afraid they violent, our cultures are divided. I'm observing the United States and I decided at least I'm happy that people starting to come together. We need a bigger man. Japan don't last forever.
I'm not Biggie. It's not all a dream. A March killing, 2017. In his car sleep, he committed no crime. Taser dead, he was shot five times. You with PC, what are y'all doing? It's in cold blood, you murdered Luke Stewart. Family cries for justice, mom does too. Black Lives Matter, born in BMA, true. City of Houston, cop still has a job. Pray to God, creator make it stop. Now in July, black man gets a beat. UFC, MMA, out in the streets. And brother Richard Hubbard the third, beaten by a cop he didn't deserve. His girl arrested, begging for his life. Guess he's lucky, huh? He ain't died.
On leave after this video of a violent struggle with the man they arrested today surfaced. Tonight, that video is being reviewed. Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us. I'm Tracy Carlin. The cell phone video shows a police officer repeatedly punching a man. Police told us he was resisting arrest after a traffic stop. News 5's Paul Kiska has been looking into this story all day and is live tonight at the Euclid Police Department. Hi, Paul.
Well, hello, Tracy. Now, after reviewing this violent struggle that was caught on cell phone video, community activists are speaking out tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
This cell phone video, shared on social media, was recorded at East 228th Street, just south of Lakeshore Boulevard, this morning. The video starts where 25-year-old Richard Hubbard III from Cleveland is lying on the ground on his back. A Euclid police officer is trying to arrest him. One officer is sitting over him. During the struggle, the officer punches Hubbard's face several times. Then the arresting officer delivers more punches. Hubbard's head is also slammed against the ground. Then the officer gets Hubbard on his stomach while trying to handcuff him. That's when the officer punches him in the back of the head.
How does he feel punching him though?
The woman recording the video can be heard questioning what's going on. Euclid police issued a statement tonight. Police say they stopped Hubbard's car for a traffic violation. Police say Hubbard was ordered out of the car and to face away. According to the statement, Hubbard ignored the order to face away, and as the officer attempted to arrest Hubbard, he became physically resisting. Hubbard was taken into custody. The arresting officer has been placed on paid leave pending further review of this incident. Because this video involves white police officers and a black male, community activists from the NAACP and Black Lives Matter are speaking out tonight.
It seems as if they lose all self-control. And that kind of aggression was unnecessary. The young man was already in control, and it's clear that it's an excessive use of force.
The officer had no right to place him in a chokehold, to achieve a mount position and pummel him with punches and to slam his head against the pavement after he was already compliant.
Wow, that song right there featured none other than Judge Michael Nelson. Yeah, that track was done right before he became a judge, as well as Christopher McNeil, the Black Lives Matter attorney. As I turn and look at things, I want to at least say, speaking of which, I would like to start off and say that this coming Sunday, this Sunday, September 27th, 2020, 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Now, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heavens and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14, prayer rally, citizens, churches, grassroots, all who love God. Face mask and social distancing required, please. That's this Sunday, September 27th, 2020, from 2:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Luke Easter Park, 3090 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. We will petition God for the healing of our land from the coronavirus, the end of violence in our communities. Bring your own folding chair. For more information, contact Ernest Harris at 216-835-9704. That's 216-835-9704. Also, because they were there and we talked at the Building Bridges event, which did happen, I would like to at least point out that I met Judge Ray Hedden, Cuyahoga County 8th District Court of Appeals. Root out institutional racism from our courts, make equal justice real, working with both political parties. Hedden is working to create a statewide Ohio criminal sentencing database that helps set fair standards for all defendants, regardless of the color of their skin or the money in their wallets. Same crime, same punishment. You can definitely feel free to check out www.judgeraden.com, judgeraden.com. Now, my thing is, I've gotten a chance to get a lot of announcements out of the way. Happy birthday to none other than Cherish and Love, Love and Cherish. Happy birthday. Had to make sure I said something out to twins. It's always interesting because a lot of times people will say, hey, will you say XYZ? And then I'll look and say, okay, if you tell me. I'm going to at least take the time to play this particular track because I think sometimes I must be one because I still stay on radio despite my controversial views and certain things that I've said and certain stepladders that I've climbed up to get on top of soapboxes. This goes out to King Solomon Cain. It's called Bad Man.
last of the finest. Bred to be a monster, man of respect. Something like a mobster, break you off proper. Serve you with no pity. I cut my teeth on hard times, that's why the G is in me. Surrounded by envy, but you don't wanna test this. I got no issue putting a hole where your chest is. I'm cut from a different thing, you just all copycat. I'm unknown, but I'm known worldwide. Copy that. Independent grinding, doing what I gotta do. Y'all some labor prostitutes, watch them squeeze it out of you. Run this game I'm about to do, that's him waiting for a handout. And when the big pinata break, you better not have your hand out. I need you to stand out, fitting in. I'm a street king, this hood, I was bone in. Like Brother Lynch, I'm sick made, you new pit, and I'm made. The realest ever did, it's been hard, since the sixth grade. You follow trends, I change it up. I study moves, then I bang it up. I'm what the game was, what the game is. You garbage man rappers, y'all on some lame shit. Who you came with? Now all stand down. Street cred 100, it's gonna be man down. And we don't ain't around, real than any shit. Got them hands for you, one hit a quitter, man. Out here is cutthroat. Talk loud, that's a fair note. Rappers hang from a tight rope, I'ma make that show. You only work time to see the Sandman. You don't want no drama, bruh. Got a wound, I'm a bad man.
No matter what they tell y'all, a classic is never outdated. It's your boy, SK. Every new is a nightmare. That's how we do it. OG is gonna ride. Fab is gonna die.
Beloved Cleveland Bishop J. Delano Ellis. He passed at the age of 75. For those who don't know, he was Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of Bishops, presiding prelate of the Pentecostal Churches of Christ, and senior pastor of the Pentecostal Church of Christ in Cleveland. He passed on Saturday at the age of 75. He was beloved locally and nationally known for his leadership in African American Pentecostalism. Ordained in 1963, Ellis elevated to the episcopacy in 1970. In 1989, he founded the United Pentecostal Churches of Christ, now known as the United Covenant Churches of Christ. He also abdicated his pastorate just last year. His wife, Dr. Sabrina Ellis, currently serves as the senior pastor at the Pentecostal Church of Christ in Cleveland. That's who passed. So we had to at least, you know, put that out there. And also, I want to tell people that one thing that I've learned how to do is keep contacts on certain things. And, you know, I was one of my most proud moments, I can let people know, I'm very thankful for those who need to know or preview or update HGS Music, Harold Stallworth. He had surgery, brain surgery, that's been very successful. And at the same time, he's hitting the ground running. So within the next week, look for the new video called The Real AM featuring HJS on production, Sheriff Kilroy on lyrics from the Detox album. Speaking of Detox, what's in the name? Well, plenty if you're a famous rap mogul. Dr. Dre's estranged wife, Nicole Young, is suing the Beats by Dre. So she's suing Dr. Dre in the California court, claiming that she co-owns the trademark to his name, as well as his landmark album, The Chronic. She further alleged in court papers that Dr. Dre recently transferred the valuable trademarks to a holding company after she claims he kicked her out of their house. Things have gotten real deep on that one. Dr. Dre's estranged wife, Cole Young, is suing him and saying that, you know, he went to hide stuff in a trademark in a holding company after he kicked out the house. So it wasn't apparently that she left. She got kicked out. Young's being repped in the case by L.A. power attorney Brian J. Friedman, whose clients have included Gabrielle Union and Megyn Kelly in their disputes with NBC. In court documents, Nicole's team alleges that Dre was caught secretly transferring valuable trademarks he owned with his wife to a newly created asset holding company that he created and controlled after he expelled his wife from their home and before he threatened to file divorce. The papers exclusively obtained by different news medias and companies just say that's what's going on. So there we go. That is just some interesting news that I figured I would throw out there just because. Sign of the times, sign of the times. Also, I will say that I'm going to take the time to take a break, put on a song. This one goes out to one of the best stylists, personal stylists that I know, Danielle Woods, excellent cook, mom, been there for the past 5 years throughout the ups and downs with that Sheriff Kilroy, Al Porter. So I'm sending this one out. This came from also from CMAJ. This was the hip hop remix of Big Legs. I've got to send this one out just because. Be right back.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, yeah. Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend, my girlfriend, my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin.
Yeah. in. Light skin, she can get.
She can get in.
Can that be lit?
A little lit.
Light skin,
a brown skin.
She can be a little girl
or a big girl.
I don't care,
cause she's in my world.
Yeah.
Cause I'm looking all around. Hey, ooh. Well, all right.
Well, all right. You know, there's a lot of things that we could talk about here and there. It is. But I'm just looking at from my, 8-foot step ladder for my soapbox, because it kind of makes sense as it is. Whereas members of the United States Congress are calling on Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose to comply with the Franklin County Common Pleas judge ruling to block LaRose's order limiting one drop box per county. Senator Sherrod Brown, along with Congress members Marcy Kaptur, Marsha Fudge, Tim Ryan, and Joyce Beatty, sent LaRose a letter urging him to comply with the court ruling that temporarily blocked the Republican Secretary of State's order limiting counties to one ballot drop box, calling it arbitrary and unreasonable. For months, you and your office have told anyone that asked you that you supported secure ballot drop boxes and would support their increased usage if only Ohio's laws didn't tie your hands. Part of the letter read, when asked about the availability of multiple drop boxes by one Ohioan, you replied, "I've been 100% clear on this and I want more drop boxes. I would love to see more drop boxes. To me, it's clear, though I have no legal authority to do that, and it will just result in litigation and confusion." Well, Franklin County Common Pleas Judge Richard Fry's decision to block the order followed a ruling Tuesday that derided the directive but stopped short of requiring LaRose to change or rescind the order, and LaRose did neither, leaving a restriction of one drop box for each of Ohio's 88 counties in place. The state immediately appealed, and the Ohio Republican Party followed suit maybe two Thursdays ago. And so we will see how that plays out. And it's a face-off that the current ramifications are, to a degree, unclear, but we will see how those things play out. Another thing that we need to take a look at is, from the I Told You So file, there was an ex-jailer. This goes out to, of course, definitely the Stop the Inhumanity at the County Jail movement, as an ex-jailer was charged with assaulting an inmate at the Cuyahoga County Jail. A former Cuyahoga County corrections officer has been charged with assaulting an inmate in the troubled jail's mental health unit. About maybe two Thursdays ago, prosecutors charged 40-year-old Charles Enoch with one count of misdemeanor assault for the November 2018 attack. The assault was captured on jail surveillance cameras. So Enoch just didn't care. He was suspended for 20 days for the incident. He resigned from the jail in March after nearly 13 years on the job. Enoch is scheduled to be arraigned, I believe, in the month of October. So that is something to definitely watch and just keep aware of. And so also, from the put your money where your mouth goes, I got to give it up for the conservative himself. As the presidential election draws closer, efforts to encourage people to vote are ramping up. Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has made it clear he's willing to do what it takes to get Americans into polling booths around the country. Schwarzenegger tweeted a 2019 report showing that southern states have closed 1,200 polling places, 1,200 polling places in the years following a Supreme Court decision in 2013 that weakened parts of the Voting Rights Act. In the tweet, Arnold Schwarzenegger made these states an offer. He would pay to reopen their closed polling places. "I've been thinking about this a lot," Schwarzenegger wrote in a tweet. "I'm a fanatic about voting. Most people call closing polls voter suppression. Some say it's budgetary. What if I made it easier and solved the budgetary issue? How much would it cost to or reopen polling places. So, in other words, hey, at least I didn't say the job. Anyway, I was getting ready to say it's a good thing to have somebody step up to the poll with money and say that they're willing to do that. And he put out there, this is a serious question. Is closing polling places about making it harder for minorities to vote, or is it because of budgets? If you say it's because of your budget, let's talk. That's all I can say is I'm very, very thankful. And many of his followers were quick to agree with him that closing polling places is a form of voter suppression. Wow. That's called stepping up to the plate big time. And once you do that, there should be some accolades. I want to definitely say, since I have enough time to play this, let's go back and just play a few minutes of I Ain't Listen from CCR Volume 2, Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 2. I Ain't Listen from Black House Sound Zone, Joseph Bobby.
Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes, it's Cleveland Conscious Rap, you know what I'm talking about?
I'ma make it really right. Touch your heart and how you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resist them, whenever put their weapon down. Can't say a lot, cause in the past they'll take you out. I remember Marcus Garvey. We return to Africa, they can't starve me. So why is all this hate and all this irony? We're having a conscious rap through rap and R&B. Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey.
Hey.
And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. Coming through the winter, we talk against each other, close set up.
Hold
the shackles in the chain, never let up.
Through
all our mistakes, we still get up. You can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing
us.
And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to
us?
I recall episodes, you remember the rules. I never thought my lifetime I'd see a truth. Your own people. Take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the working suit. You believe everything on the news. Just a logo, a brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving
you.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me. Journey. Now today, I ain't listen to the conditions. Big business. Now today,
I ain't listen. My ancestors told me it's a journey.
Now today, if I can go to Africa and sow my oats, talk about the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our culture. They gave you Jesus and took you over. Pyramids in Egypt for newer order. If they ain't stop slavery, then they enslaved some more of us. Fox said it best to set up the spell. You either selling dope or going to work or jail. Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man, and now your child is going gay, man. And now you wanna do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, talk. Got them eyes on ya. I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner. And when Africa's come to America, we phone it. We gotta learn to love each other like you left a home. Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. Ask Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers in companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some danger. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Joseph Motley Senior, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back door. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they
say, they can never hurt me.
Big business.
No matter what they do,
they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's a journey. Not today.
Yo, they can never hurt me.
My ancestors.
And of course, this is kind of sad. Cleveland is now the poorest large city in the U.S., according to the latest U.S. Census report data just compiled by the Center for Community Solutions. The associate director with the Center for Community Solutions had told different news medias and outlets that Cleveland has now replaced Detroit for the top spot in poverty, with 30.8% of adults below the poverty income level. Cleveland is also the bottom of the list, dead last in terms of child poverty. So almost half of the children in Cleveland are living below the poverty threshold. Progress isn't being made as quick here as in other places across the country, according to this data. You know, this goes back to something that we talked about earlier, didn't it? This coming Sunday, prayer rally, citizens, churches, grassroots, all who love God, Sunday, September 27th, 2020, 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m., Duke Easter Park, 3090 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. Bring your own folding chair. More information, dial up 216-835-9704. Just show up. You don't even have to call Ernest Harris. Just show up and pray. And when is it coming up? Yep, love on a Sunday. I will talk to you after hearing this next track. We'll catch you next week. DJ Fatty Banks.
I wrestle with antidepressants down by the handful, but the pills didn't lessen it. How I feel, ill spirit, low refreshing it. Went to the church for where my intellect could get rational thinker, but I felt something affectionate. Wrapped in the presence, so euphoric. Life, peace, and love, I'm hurting
I'm
your itch.
This whole Bible. This is the perfect place to lay my burdens down. In you, I am so free, I have no stress anymore. Now I gotta rest from my soul. I want everybody to know.
I found love on a Sunday. I found love.
intention. If you see it, you believe it. Goodwill go a long way if they need it. If I'm down, you can pick me up. If I'm filthy, clean me up. You're no longer bound, lay your burdens down. I know you can find this love.
I'm gonna tarry in this hope I found. This is the perfect place to lay my burdens down. In you I am so free, I have no strength anymore. Now I gotta rest from my soul. I want everybody to know
I found love.